The universe is becoming more intelligent, more expansive, more conscious. Isn't that profound?
Welcome to Wealth Embodied. Together, along with some amazing guests, we'll explore and tap into our innate abundance and have meaningful conversations about developing our ability to embody the vibration of wealth while also uncovering new ways to think, feel, and cultivate our relationship with money so we can live our lives wealthy and aligned. Let's welcome our host, Alara Sage.
Hello, hello, and welcome to Wealth Embodied, where we activate you in wealth consciousness, in creative genius, and in your visionary impact. I'm your host, Alara Sage, and you know it is my mission to assist as many changemakers and leaders to shepherd in the new era of wealth that I can. It is a new space we are in, a new opportunity to create wealth for humanity consciously embodied from a place of passion and purpose and aligned decision making. So I'm here to shepherd and to assist in this process. And I'm honestly just deeply honored, deeply, deeply honored for that. And, you know, as I say that, you know, I also hear myself wanting to say, and I'm also here just to expand my own experience. I'm a experiencer. I love to always be expanding myself, always be challenging myself, always be up-leveling myself. So I am doing that in every single day, in every single moment. And through that energy, bringing that energy here, you know, bringing that energy for other people, the more that we are up-leveling ourselves, the more that we are up-leveling humanity and the world. So today I want to talk about that. In all honesty, you are so much. You are pure source energy. You are, you know, we can look at ourselves as a human that then has a soul. And we're so much beyond just even the soul level. The soul level is so profound. But we are more than just a soul. We are divinity. We are consciousness. We are creation. And in the human experience, we can often become very identified with the physical reality, largely because that is what we see. If we could see human beings' subtle bodies and their entire being, we would just be on a whole nother level of the recognition of our availability to abundance, to wealth, because we're simply massive beings. We're absolutely massive. But we don't see that. You know, we see the physical body, and therefore we tend to focus just on the physical body. And this isn't good, because the physical is finite. You know, the bodies live for a certain age and then they die and our spirit carries forward, but our body does not. And, you know, things in our physical reality deteriorate and crumble and collapse and die and end, right? Because that is the expression of the finite. There is a end. However, if we're only focused on that, we are not recognizing the continuation that occurs. There's a continuation, right? As a forest burns to the ground, it then is recreated, right? As an area of the planet floods, it becomes a completely different ecosystem. If you look at the planet, it's constantly shifting and evolving. And you can absolutely say that species get wiped out, that, you know, areas of the planet shift and, you know, radically change from tropic to desert, you know, from land to water, vice versa, all these crazy changes. And so you could say that it ends, but it doesn't just end. It keeps going. It keeps going. So when we're focused on just the finite, we're focused on lack, because everything is going to end. We're not aware of the continuation because there's always more. There's always more. The energy creation doesn't stop. It actually continues to expand. It continues to grow. So what if instead of focusing on the physical, you focused on the truth that the universe itself is expanding? From that point of awareness, would you feel more limitless, more abundance, more inexhaustible wealth? Realizing that the universe is doing the opposite of not enough, of scarcity, of ending, of lack. It's more. It's becoming more. The universe is becoming more. More intelligent, more expansive, more conscious. Isn't that profound? So oftentimes, it's really beneficial to remind ourselves, take our awareness out, to move the awareness out. So what I mean by that is you're not just simply focused from a physical perspective. And you can do this just simply by feeling, taking your awareness to the subtle bodies that encapsulate your physical body. Just by doing that, your awareness goes outward, your energetic fields expand. But you can take it even further. You can take your awareness to the entirety of your being. You don't have to know what that means. But if you just set the intention to take the awareness of the entirety of your being, you'll feel, see, experience, know this massive sphere. And then you can take it into all of consciousness, into all of creation. It's a very powerful practice that can easily be done in a couple of breaths. And when you do this regularly, you open your mind. You open your energetic field. You open your aura, right? You open. You open to more. You open up to more remembering of your divinity. You open up to more energy, aka more wealth, more abundance. You open up to more information, more psychic information, more messages from your higher self, from the universe. You open up to more love. You open up to more. We can say one thing about humanity, the tendency, maybe not everybody, but the tendency for humanity is to want more, 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 more. And usually that's coming from the wrong place, but it doesn't have to. You're not wrong for wanting more because you are more. If you switch it from desiring to know more of yourself, to recognize more of yourself, to recognize more of your power, of your wealth, of your ability to love, doesn't that feel very different than just simply saying, I want more, I want more money, I want more, whatever it is? It feels very different to say that because it is different. You want to know yourself as divinity, as creation, more. Absolutely. That is the journey. That is why we are here, is to know ourselves more. And particularly right now in this age of humanity, in the age of Aquarius, where we are in our consciousness, we are so ready to know ourselves more as divinity in physical form. We have gone through so many phases, humanity has, of different perspectives and different understandings, and we're coming to merge them all right now to really expand ourselves in a very healthy way. So this might be why either perhaps you have the sensation to want more, or you see, you know, even the spiritual community talking about wanting more. And we tend to judge that and criticize that as materialistic. But again, it's always about where it's coming from. Everything is about where it's actually coming from. So yeah, if you're coming from a state of you want more materialism to, you know, feed a hole that is inside of you that, you know, you're hoping is going to make you feel better, right? That's really the aspect of all of this that we're really done with and we don't want. But if you are coming at it from wanting to know more of yourself, wanting to realize more of your personal power, wanting to bring that personal power into actualization, to experience your limitlessness, to experience your inexhaustible wealth, to, you know, serve humanity from those spaces, because embodied wealth is serving the whole. It's serving the one. It's a place that is lack of greed, because embodied wealth is the understanding that I'm allowed to be hyper wealthy. I'm allowed to be as wealthy as I desire. And through my embodiment and my awareness of my divinity, I will bring forth that wealth in a manner that is going to always serve the higher good of all. So absolutely want more. But do it because ultimately the fundamental reason is because you want to know yourself as a creator, as a creatrix, as an almighty powerful being that you are. You want to test your own limits again and again and again. See how far you can take yourself. This is where we're at right now. I just got total bliss hit with that. This is where we're at. This is where humanity is at. We're ready to really experience ourselves as superhuman, because that is our potential. That is who we truly are. So, yes, my love, desire more and stay rooted in your body, right? Move through your own shadows, recognize your limiting beliefs, recognize your trauma and your wounding and your karma, and continue to alchemize it, to transmute it, to shift it so that you can serve the higher good of all. And in the process of that, as I began in the beginning of this conversation, enjoy that, right? Like I'm saying, I really love that. I love to continue to expand and learn more and push my own boundaries until I burst through them and then come up along another boundary, you know, another perceived limitation, and work through that. That excites me so much. It's always excited me so much. And I have in the past judged myself for that. Like, where is this coming from? Is it never ending for me? Can I just not stop? And, you know, can I stop? I don't know if I can, because I don't want to, right? Because I don't want to. Because to me, cruising along, just being the same is boring. It's boring to me. I am literally a changer is what it's called in the gene keys, an experiencer, a changer. And that is part of how I create and actualize the wealth through me. And, you know, as I learned to really accept that part of myself, it really shifted into just simply the enjoyment of it. It doesn't have to look like anything. I don't have to achieve certain goals. This isn't about some performance goal or reaching something. It's about the process. It's about finding my next perceived limitation, you know, understanding, ooh, what is this perceived limitation, right? Where is the belief? What am I believing? Where is this rooted in? And then working with that to shift it, transmute it, and poof, expand through it. That is so delicious to me. So yes, want more. And remind yourself throughout the day, as much as possible, remind yourself that you're not just this human. You're not just this human in this finite reality. You are divinity, an infinite potentiality. It's just, this is where your consciousness is right now. This is where your awareness is right now, but you're so much more than that. And every time you move, expand your awareness out into your wholeness, you can perceive this finite experience from that state of infinite potentiality. And it changes it. It changes. It's like changing the color of your sunglass lenses. It changes how you see it, and therefore how you experience it, and therefore what you create after that. That's beautiful. It's so powerful. So remember, yes, 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 want more, but want it for the right reason, and get really clear on that with yourself. What is that reason? You know, what is that reason for you? And if it's just the pure joy of continuous self-expansion and self-exploration, then congratulations. That is all that is ever needed. So this Thursday, I don't have a guest recording. Guest recordings have been very funny for me. I had a lot of them cancel right as I was beginning to consider changing the brand. So that was interesting. And I'm having to do a little bit of shuffle. So, and then I had a bunch of bad recordings. So it's just been interesting. There's been kind of this like the universe is trying to help shift this with us and with Wealth Embodied. So I'm just letting it all happen. And so I'll just do something special on Thursday. I don't know what it is just yet. It might be an activation. It might be another talk. Maybe I'll go deeper into something. I don't know just yet, but I will bring something. It'll just be me again. but it'll be special. It'll be kind of like a special episode, whatever it looks like. Okay. So be sure to tune into that. And then we will be returning to our naturally scheduled program with guests and all of that. And, you know, as I say that, I don't know if I'm going to be doing guests every single week. And I would love to hear your thoughts. So you can always email me info@alarasage.com because I could do a lot of other fun stuff as well, like more special episodes. You know, where these Tuesdays are a little bit shorter, maybe I do special episodes where I go deeper into a conversation and then still bring guests in, but maybe not every week. I don't know. We will see. We will see. I'm completely surrendered to the process and really allowing this podcast to tell me how it wants to really be expressed and actualized into, you know, this beautiful finite reality that we call the physical. Okay, my loves, I love you so much.
Thank you for being a part of Wealth Embodied. As you experience each new day, we want you to feel that you are capable of tapping into your innate abundance and living your life wealthy and aligned. If you want to be invited to the next episode, just subscribe to our podcast. And if you need more information in the meantime, go to alarasage.com.